Are you comfortable?
Yes.
Good. I like my patients to be relaxed, free from distractions. I want you to feel totally focused here and... Oh, are those muffins?
Yes, they're mine. I miss breakfast.
They look lovely.
Would you like one?
If you're sure. So, let's set out some ground rules. Our sessions will be confidential.
Hey?
Confidential. Whatever you say in here, strictly between ourselves. Doctor, consider me your doctor.
You've been dying to say that since I walked into the room, haven't you?
Haven't I just? Oh, this is going to be fun. The only other rule is no lying.
Wouldn't dream of it.
Everyone says that, but everyone does.
Not me. Shall we get started? I haven't got all day, you know.
I sense some reluctance from you.
Oh, not at all. I don't, as a rule, like talking about myself. I just find this very unusual.
How do you think I feel? Rhetorical question. Not everyone gets to be the therapist to the ruler of the universe. Don't worry. This is all very easy.
Why don't you have a window?
Because it's a distraction. Now, tell me a few things about yourself.
Such as? I mean, really, I'm an open book.
Okay, then. Shall we talk about your family?
No.
Oh.
I don't have one.
But surely you must...
And if I did, they're all burned to a crisp. Moving on.
How did that make you feel?
Sad. What about you? Have you got a family?
No.
There's a story there.
We're not here for my stories. When did you leave home?
A long time ago.
And how did that make you feel?
Free.
Any regrets?
None.
Are you going to just give monosyllabic answers?
Maybe.
Shall we try another tack?
Must we? Let's.
Hobbies?
Not really.
Pets?
No.
Friends?
Plenty. Well... One. Well, more or less.
Okay. I have to say, you're not being very forthcoming.
This is why I came. Her suggestion, not my idea. I don't need to see you, but... Anyway, her name's Professor Bernice Summerfield. I'm afraid I've upset her. She feels I've used her. Well, I haven't. Well, I mean, no more than usual.
Usual?
Well, if you don't use people, what's the point of them? People are brilliant. Wonderful, rare, exciting. Knowing people. Oh, it's like having a shed full of tools, each one uniquely designed for solving a fascinating problem that only they can solve. People should be used. Leaving them on the shelf would be a waste of a shed. And I adore sheds.
Right.
And don't you have any follow-up questions for me about sheds?
Should I?
Up to you. But Summerfield now. She's a Swiss Army knife.
Doctor! Doctor! Don't rubbish! Put down that robot!
But I might be able to hack into its brain. Can you help me get it into the flyer? It's rather heavy.
No! This hoverfly is only meant for one. It'll fit you in a pinch, but not your robot. Come on, Chapot! Let's get out of here before the main fleet arrives.
No, you don't understand. Leave me behind. This robot's brain contains the clue to why this planet is at war. I must find that out. I must.
Fine.
You shot its head off.
So I did. Now grab it and get in.
Ugh. That was a blunt solution, but effective.
Talking of which, what happened here? You said you could stop this war happening, that you'd lead the peace talks personally.
I did, but I got bored.
I see.
I couldn't stop it, Summerfield. Both sides really wanted this war. That got me wondering. Something was behind that. Something I wasn't going to get to the bottom of in a meeting room.
Well, it's gone down really very badly back home. They're saying you walked out.
I didn't. I mean, I did walk out, technically, but it's fine. They were only shouting at each other, and I left them sandwiches. With any luck, I'll get the answer and be back there before they even noticed I'd left.
They've noticed.
Ah.
Good news, though. Oh, you've unified them, and the two sides have started talking. They're even giving a joint press conference.
Splendid.
About how they really don't like you.
I see. Can this thing go any faster?
Not dodge all the explosions.
Well, drive a bit smoother, Captain Summerfield. I've nearly unlocked this.
So you think the robot's involved?
Well, of course it is. It's broadcasting an aggression wave. A third party wants possession of this planet, which means all I have to do to stop the war is... I've beamed a cancellation wave from my sonic screwdriver. The result will be...
I don't believe it.
I've stopped the war. There was no reason for these two people to fight. Now, let's get back to that peace conference before they eat all the sandwiches. I have to say, I'm not actually that bad at this diplomacy, Lark.
Doctor?
Yes?
Those robots really aren't very happy with you. And looks like there's a lot of them. And looks like they can fly.
Oh, dear.
Do you ever feel guilty?
No.
Really?
You keep asking me if things are real. Are you a philosopher?
You keep deflecting. You're the most powerful man in the universe.
No.
And every decision you make, whether right or wrong, has consequences. How do you feel about the ones that go wrong?
I don't.
Doctor.
Oh, all right. By and large, they don't go wrong. In some way, in some mad way, it all sorts itself out in the end. I guess that's my superpower.
What about the people who get lost along the way? Do you ever think about them?
I try and save everyone. That's all I think about.
And yet, the story you just told me about the Boskutane Wars, the way you tell it, it was all fun and robots.
And so it was.
But I watched the news. Thousands died that day. Are you proud of that?
No, of course not. But I stopped it being millions.
Which is amazing. But is there a tiny voice that tells you that it's all your fault? That you could have saved more?
Of course I could have saved more. I could always have saved more. God, woman, if ever I listened to that voice, I'd go mad. I'm a Time Lord, but I try not to dwell on the past. I'm highly ironic.
Can I ask how you sleep?
Sorry?
Any problems sleeping at night?
Sleep's like the Beano. I like it, but I can do without it. Why?
People in your position...
What, not enough hours in the day?
That's not what I meant. Let me put it another way. Is your job stressful?
Oh, you're teasing me now.
Guilty. See? I can admit to it. Why can't you?
I tell you what I don't like. Your use of the word job. I've never liked those. Little people do jobs.
Little people? Like road sweepers and cleaners and therapists?
No, now you're twisting my words. What I do is just what I do. You know, it feels right. Tell me, Doctor, what do your family think of your job?
Another distraction tactic. You're not my first patient, you know. Asking about my family, that's just small talk. What are they to you?
Just curious. Do you have one?
No. Not anymore. There was a man. He was nice. special. But when the Kareem attacked my home world, we got on different evacuation arcs. Some were luckier than others. There. Happy?
Ecstatic. Oh. I mean, of course, my sympathies on your loss.
Oh, it was a long time ago. Now, while we're asking personal questions, what does it feel like to be the ruler of the universe?
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Summerfield, you have a special phone, you know. You could have called.
What? This phone? In this bin?
Oh, however did it get there? It must have been the cat. I'll have a word.
How dare you? How dare you even have a meeting with that monster?
I have to have so many meetings with idiots. What does one more or less matter?
Because the Grand Vogmarsh has only gone and published pictures of your cosy little chat. You're all over the newsbeams grinning at each other.
I was trying to smile politely. You told me to try it sometime.
Not now! Not when you sat next to a genocidal maniac!
One with a lot of mineral wealth.
Oh, you're kidding.
You want me to stabilise this universe, don't you? Well, if we're to do that, we need Doxite. As every other planet with Doxite deposits has been destroyed, beggars can't be choosers. My advisors told me to take the meeting, so I took the meeting. Remember when my life had no meetings?
Oh, poor you. Never mind what the Grand Vogmarsh has done to his own people. He's said he'll only let you have Doxite if you agree to his terms about who will and who won't be saved.
I'll never agree to that. I've said I'll save everyone in this universe, and I mean it. If I failed in that, you'd be terribly disappointed.
Not more so than now. Oh, Doctor, you were doing well for a change. There's even been a bump in your popularity rating. People were starting to think you're good at this.
Ruling the universe? No, I'm not.
Well, people were starting to think that you were. I was starting to think that you were. And then you sat down next to that man. You're not only now associated with every ghastly policy he espouses, you're even less popular than him.
But surely, won't people understand why I did it? People could see the bigger picture. Won't they know that his ideas, they're laughable. I'd never...
No, Doctor, I know you would never sit down for a chat with a man like that. Unless... Oh, that's it. That's it, isn't it? You wonderful man. You've done something clever, haven't you?
No, not this time.
Oh, you have. You can tell me. Come on. Time locked his space fleet. Hypnotised him, replaced him with a robot, started a rebellion on his world while he's been away.
No, we had a chat. We found some common ground for the opening of trade negotiations.
Didn't you think about landing on his world, setting up a new regime and then taking the Doxite?
Would have been fun, wouldn't it? But I'm fairly sure that's illegal and would look bad. I can't be seen to set a bad example. No, that's not how I do things. Not anymore.
And that's what's going wrong around here, Doctor. You should be more like yourself, not less.
Madam Ebbis, as the President's spokeswoman, you've got the toughest job in the universe.
Let me just correct you. The best job in the universe.
But he's not like a traditional politician, is he?
I'd call him a breath of fresh air. No, I would. He's not afraid to confront the tough decisions. He just approaches them in a different way.
The wrong way?
A different way.
Well, perhaps he'll explain himself at his press conference today.
I'm sure he will, and I'm sure he'll do it very well.
Good afternoon. You can imagine how delighted I am to be here with you today. No, it's not like I have anything better to do. No, it's on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, why don't I answer some of your questions before I... Yes, I go back to saving the universe.
Mr. President, which is it? Apocalypse clock or apocalypse equations?
What was that, Brian? Oh, yes, how delightful to see you, Brian. Apparently, if I use your name a lot, you'll like me more. Is such a thing possible? In answer to your question, yes, it can be both an apocalypse clock and a set of apocalypse equations. like car and petrol, they're not interchangeable terms. Well, I'm sorry if that's confusing you. If these things were easy then, well, a simpleton could be president of the universe and you'd be up here wishing you'd stayed in bed with a copy of Ginty and some bourbon cream. Is it all right if I come in, Doctor?
Oh, of course. You're on time. Want some of this orange?
Thank you, no. You're always eating.
It's a simple joy. Did you send me this fruit basket? Very kind. These oranges, absolutely my favourite.
You've a lovely view from your window when it's not raining.
It's always raining on this planet, sadly.
Oh, it's a shame.
Isn't it? Now, last time...
Last time. Yes.
You seem to be saying that Bernice is always right and you're wrong.
No, it's just... I once knew a planet, long gone now, lovely place. They didn't really like tourists, so each one was followed around by a girl who'd ring a little bell if they got lost, were rude or just made a mistake. Infuriating, but that's what Summerfield is to me.
I see.
No, you don't. It's hard to get it right, but I have to.
You make it sound as though people can't decide for themselves.
Sometimes they need a little nudge.
You don't view them as... what? Ants?
Yeah, I see what you're doing. You're trying to diagnose me as some kind of maniac, aren't you? Oh, that's unfair.
Well, last time, you did call the rest of us little people.
Do I see you all as ants? Of course not. I mean, sometimes, you know, when you're all dressed up in silly uniforms and waving guns around, it's hard to see you properly. But even then, you're people. Unique. Wonderful. It's the connections between you that get me.
What do you mean?
You lot. None of you is just a person. You're connected to all the people around you. If I blow up some vast death ray generator, what's it? Well, all very well. But what if not all of the guards and so on get out alive, eh? Oh, well, they're just guards, you say. But they've got husbands and wives and dogs, and they're probably very nice to all three. And that's what makes it so hard. The people who work in these places, the scientists and researchers, and even the grumpy young men on reception and women in the staff canteen. But when you've got to act, you can't think about them.
Last time, you seemed happy saving millions, even if thousands died.
Happy? Do I look happy to you? The deaths I cause, the people who arguably deserve to die, the innocents who get caught in the crossfire, the friends who sacrifice themselves to help, even the damn guards. All those deaths, it's so hard. I can't think about them.
I can help you not to. To reset your mind.
Well, that sounds fun.
It's a perfectly standard technique. Simple trick, I promise. Listen to just one sound in this room. Then find another. Then another. What can you hear? The lamp? My pen? The rain?
No.
And what?
Very refreshing.
Are you lying?
No, you realise that by telling me not to dwell on events, you're just making me think about them more.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Brains don't work like that. They do the opposite of what you tell them to. Try not thinking about a polar bear right now.
What?
Dostoevsky taught me it. Oh. It never fails, although whenever I try it, I always end up seeing Dostoevsky's beard.
Ugh.
Or a polar bear. Wearing Dostoevsky's beard.
What? But,
Sorry.
Don't apologise. You were thinking of a lovely white bear, weren't you? Can't help it. Just like I can't banish my demons.
But... bear again. Sorry. All these decisions you make...
Families lost, cities that fall, worlds I can't save, the pets of guards. I tell you, I just have to box them all away in my head and never talk about them. Now... get me onto that lovely cup and saucer I dropped last week, and there's no shutting me up. I'm a complex man, Doctor.
Oh, really?
There you go again.
Oh, yes, I do. But has there ever been a decision that you regret?
No.
Shut up!
Benny!
How many are there of you? Dozens? Hundreds?
72.
How does that much ego fit in a room without forming a black hole?
Balancing. Style. Leavenous.
Really?
Don't worry, this is just a temporal effect.
It'll cancel out in a moment.
Oh, just one of you. I never thought that would be a relief.
Cheeky.
What the hell's been going on here? What have you been doing?
Nothing. Perfectly normal. I wish you hadn't seen me like this. It's like being caught flossing.
Flossing? Doctor, why were there 72 of you?
Ah, well, now, you see, it's actually all your fault.
My fault?
You're always on to me to go to meetings and subcommittees and listen to people. Well, they all ramble on.
Hey! You said you were going to try and run this place. You said you'd be good at it.
I am. But, well, it's very boring and there aren't enough hours in the day and there are so many fun things to see.
What?
I've been cheating.
What?
Barely cheating. Just setting aside one day a month to catch up with everything. I've cajoled the TARDIS and she's been popping me here and there, mopping up all the meetings I didn't get around to. And, on the way, I've been keeping up with my in-tray. See? All my paperwork's up to date. All my red tape is tied with a bow.
But...
yes, yes, apparently I've been breaking all the Blinovitz rules, but he was a very dull man, so who cares?
But, I mean, if you're going to a meeting after you've not been to a meeting and you know how it works out, then what... wait, what does that mean? No, sorry, I'm not sure
I worried about that, so I just sit nodding quietly and trying not to get cross. Some people really do decide the most ridiculous thing.
And that's what you're there to stop, Doctor. When I told you to be serious about this, well, it's not just a case of showing up. It's about changing this place for the better. Don't look at me like that. I'm not giving you an award for sitting in a room and not looking bored.
You really should.
Doctor, this isn't clever, and you know it.
It's actually a surprisingly deft piece of temporal engineering.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Doctor, take a good, hard look at yourself.
She always has to have the last word.
I heard that.
Come in.
I brought biscuits. I figured you'd be hungry.
Oh, thank you. These look wonderful. My children are always stealing the last one.
I'm pleased. Those biscuits, they go rather well with tea, you know.
Then next time, bring a kettle. I'm surprised you came back.
Sorry?
I just wondered if you'd come back after last time.
I thought we were making progress.
We were. I just worried you might be finding it...
Chewy?
Chewy.
I just find it strange talking to someone I don't know.
That's how this works, I'm afraid.
I'd rather like to be the mysterious one in a conversation.
Tough. Last time we spoke, you talked about how you were cheating.
Well, pinging about all over time to catch up. That's not cheating, it's innovating.
I was wondering.
The very idea. Doctor, these sessions are important to me. I'd never do that. Trust me.
Right now, I'm thinking of a polar bear.
Why on earth would you be doing that?
I knew it.
What?
Going forward will be going forward. You can't cheat this. You can't nip to the end and then skip back and tailor your answers to get there quicker.
Why not?
Because therapy's not like that. You don't find out that the butler did it on the last page or that the hungry caterpillar is a butterfly. Often there's no simple answer. If I were to say to you that you had a God complex, how would you react to that?
Now, I knew this was coming eventually.
Just telling you that doesn't change anything. You're not cured.
Who'd want to be cured of being a god?
And you've just proved my point.
Have another biscuit.
Maybe in a minute. Oh, right then. Now. Oh, wow. Now, I'm going to come back to friends. You came here originally because you were worried about losing your friendship with Bernice.
Oh, yes, Summerfield. Well, the thing is, I've been doing a lot of thinking.
That's good.
And I'm wondering if I wasn't mistaken. I'm not sure if, in this life, I really have space for friends.
Don't you feel lonely?
Do you?
I'm sorry?
This room is bare. Beautiful, but bare. You'd argue it's to prevent distractions, but who is that for? Me or you?
I don't think this is helpful.
Maybe not for you, but it is for me. You're alone, aren't you? Perhaps you think I'm being rude, but I'm simply being curious.
Let's get this clear. My life is off limits.
Of course. We're here for me, aren't we? How delightful. Where were we?
You were saying you didn't think you had any place for friends.
This is your fault.
No, nonsense. It's your Somerville. I told you not to look at me.
Oh, I couldn't help it. That sermon.
The Mother Superior was rather laying it on with a trowel, wasn't she?
I told you not to cross her. She's not only the Leader of Parliament, she's also a friend.
No, in this job, friends. Oh, Somerville, friends are people you just feel bad about letting down.
You're in a mood.
I've just had 400 nuns singing rude songs about me. Flat. You'd be in a mood too.
Oh, come on. They weren't purely about you.
Hymn 317, an elegy for the very misguided man.
I like the chorus.
Hymn 524, a blast to arrogance.
The Mother Superior is a dear old stick, but she's not subtle.
No.
Are you going to change your mind?
What do you think? No, I quite understand your position, Lord Dominar. Now, let me explain mine. Once the apocalypse clock is activated, there'll be a safe zone while the rest of the universe collapses. We have to let in anyone who wants to come inside. You must let everyone through your sector. Yes, I know people inside the safe zone have been fighting. It's not to do with the lack of space, it's just how people are. You've never queued for a bus. What I'm creating here isn't utopia. If people want to come into the safe zone, then we have to let them. Yes, safe zone may be an ironic title. It's important we can get as many people inside the safe zone as possible. That's all I'm asking. I won't let you pick and choose who you let through. You can't decide who lives and dies. No, you listen to me, Dominar. You give me no choice. From now on, I'm suspending all traffic in from your quadrant until you change your mind. You heard, all traffic. And yes, I'll make sure everyone knows this because of you. Summerfield.
I thought I'd wait until the shouting stopped. The shouting has stopped, hasn't it?
Yes, just putting someone in their place. Fun.
This'll cheer you up. I found a sponsor for the refugees from Zalvon. The Wolvians. I was able to twist a few arms. They've got 16 each. And what?
No, I'm sorry.
What? Excuse me, what? Their system is collapsing.
I can't. They need to pass through the Dree Quadrant. They've just told the Dominar of Dree there'll be no one coming through there until he grows up.
Make an exception.
I can't. I need him to see reason.
They'll die.
They might not. I'm sorry to let you down. The Dominar may see sense.
They'll die. You're the most powerful man in the universe, and you're going to let them die.
Mind if I come in?
Oh, of course not. It's our appointed time. I was just looking at the view.
You're very lucky, Doctor.
Aren't I? Just one long, sunny afternoon after the other. The planet has an ultra-rare microclimate.
Fancy.
Tiny bit dry for me, but the children love it. We took them pony trekking at the weekend, all the way to the beach house. Now, there's somewhere with a bit of greenery. The children adored it. Bless them.
Talking of which, I brought two packets this time.
Oh, you are thoughtful. They do love these biscuits.
Your children have excellent taste.
I know what you're doing.
Do you?
You're trying to keep us from talking about Professor Summerfield.
Ah.
Sit down. Last time.
Yes. We were talking about...
About how she'd taken your plan to stop the Dominar control who entered the safe zone.
Why, yes, yes. Summerfield was very upset by it.
I can understand how hurt that must make you feel.
Oh, she just doesn't understand. Most powerful man in the universe. Only if the wind's blowing very strong in the right direction.
And has the Dominar of Dree seen reason?
No. Not yet, but he will do. Bernice doesn't get that, of course. I miss the old days.
The old days? Tell me more about them.
Turn up on a planet, put the world to rights, clear off before I saw it go wrong. You know what perfection is, Doctor? Perfection's an extremely temporary state. Say I overthrow a dictator and free the people. Well, that night things are wonderful. And maybe they're fairly wonderful the next morning, but by the afternoon all those old resentments and rivalries will be springing up like nettles. Soon all those comrades in arms will be bickering like spoilt children. No, I like to quit while I'm ahead. Shut the door behind me, move on, remembering happy smiling faces and simpler times. I'd promise to go back, of course, and sometimes I do. Turn up to the odd wedding. There'll always be a lot of familiar faces missing, quite a few empty chairs. I've never cared for consequences or sequels.
I see.
I don't. Why do people have to be so complicated?
So that I can make a living. Biscuit?
No, thank you. It's not the time for digestives.
You brought them. They'll go soft.
Thank you.
I'll put on the kettle.
Oh, what a great idea.
This is your favourite mug, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Don't waste my time. There's an art to dunking a biscuit. Oh,
really?
Too little, too long, and you're fishing out soup. I meant one day to put time aside to design the perfect biscuit, but other things got in the way. Life's so fiddly these days, and I don't care for it one bit.
Would you say that Bernice is your friend?
In another life, perhaps, but not in these circumstances. I can't afford to let her down. She's not a friend.
And yet you're here.
Yes?
You're here because of her.
Something of an impasse.
Ah, Professor Summerfield.
Hello. Blimey, that is
is a stunning view,
isn't it?
It's so lush. You're practically in a forest.
I've always been fond of flowers. You can carry on enjoying it from this chair over here.
What? No couch?
No.
I must say you're brave.
How so?
Well, you know, being the doctor's shrink, getting inside that head. Oof.
What do you mean by that?
Only that he's... Well, you know.
What?
Well, just that he's... I mean, I'm sure we all have our problems.
Do we?
Yeah. Well, of course we do. I mean, imagine what you'd make of my drinking.
Your drinking?
Yes. A bit of a standing joke with me, really. Oh, what's the harm in a strong, professional woman who can hold their alcohol?
What do you think the problem might be?
There isn't one. No, really, there isn't. And anyway, who can blame me? Stuck in a dying universe? No contact with my old friends and family? What am I supposed to do with my evenings? Watch the stars go out?
Is that when your problem started? When you came here?
My problem? Oh no, I guess I've sort of always since university and... Anyway, I've not got a problem.
If you say so.
Look, can we just stop talking about my drinking?
Well, you can't seem to. Why is that?
Oh, I don't know. You got me onto the subject. God, you know what you're like. Have you ever tried that old Dostoevsky thing of not thinking about a polar bear? I told the doctor about that last night. And
what? I see. Yes.
Look, can we talk about the doctor? That's why you asked me to come here.
Of course. I sometimes value an outside perspective. The doctor's complicated, don't you think?
Devious. Grumpy. You know what the worst thing about him is? He's such fun. When he wants to be.
You make him sound complicated. That kind of person can be a trying friend to have.
Friends? Is that what he thinks we are?
You tell me.
I... Look, it's hard to tell. You know how he changes bodies. That makes it difficult.
How so?
Well, I assume that, you know, all of them, no matter how tall or short or young or old or handsome or Scottish, I thought they'd all be the most wonderful man. But then, well, the other day, it struck me. It's like having a best friend who moves away, but you decide to stay friends with whoever moves into their house. Isn't that a bit insane?
We try not to use that word.
Sorry. I just don't feel I've had a chance to get to know this doctor. There was a time when I thought I knew him, but now he's just caught up in all this ruling the universe stuff. I don't think he's getting to be the doctor he wants to be.
Do you want him to be?
I want him to be happy. And I'm worried. I'm just so worried about him. I'm worried he's no good at this job. He's rubbish. He's supposed to be saving the universe, but right now I wouldn't let him change a light bulb.
Have you spoken about this to him?
Of course not. I've kept a dignified distance. It's my job to keep out of the way. How many doctors does it take to change a light bulb? Oh. I worry the answer is 3. 2 to argue with each other and 1 to set fire to your fridge.
He has a great amount of respect for you.
He has a terrible way of showing it.
I think he looks to you to be his conscience. To support him. What would you say to that?
Are you having a laugh? He never listens to me, but he tries so hard.
Ah, there you are, Summerfield. I thought I'd find you here sooner or later. Can I get you a drink?
Are you drunk?
No. Turns out I have difficulty in metabolizing tonic water. Who knew?
You're smashed.
Mildly poisoned. You want some peanuts? I want some peanuts. Barman, can we have peanuts?
Coming right up, valued customer.
Bless him, I really need to have a crack at his operating system.
Best not when you're like this.
But I could make him sentient. I could give him free will. Free will for all the robots!
And start a robot uprising. That's the last thing this place needs.
This glass is pretty, isn't it? It's a pretty glass.
Why are you here?
Did you spot the crowds outside?
The placards?
Apparently, they're not very pleased with me.
People have started streaming in from the outer worlds. They've no home. They're in camps. They're restless.
They miss shelves.
What?
Shelves. We put things on shelves and we feel at home. I should give all the refugees a shelf.
Not really. They're staying in tents.
Ah. Relocating the population of the universe is tricky. I've saved billions and billions of lives, but I've got to give them shelves.
How are the apocalypse equations coming?
So-so, I'll get there. I just need a clear afternoon to sit down and work out how to get the barrier working. It's quite fiddly.
And not working?
Not so much, no. But then again, I have to dash off to all those meetings about stuff.
There's talk. Talk about, I don't know, impeaching you.
I don't want this job.
That doesn't stop them wanting to take it from you.
What am I supposed to do? Where are my peanuts? Oh,
do something. Do something nice. Something that makes them like you. A quick win.
Shelves weren't enough.
Oh, can't you do something, Doctor-y? They're losing faith in you and they need a...
A sign? Like I'm a prophet. I should grow a beard. Would a beard suit me? I might, you know.
Oh, they need something. There are rumours that while you're not offering people what they want, someone is.
Oh. Who?
I've no idea. I've just been hearing rumours that someone's been going round having meetings and people who've been sympathetic are suddenly unavailable when I pop round. When I get through to them, they're very apologetic and very scared. I think there's a conspiracy of some sort.
Goodness. Well, that doesn't sound sinister at all.
Oh, I don't think anyone cares anymore. They just want something, anything.
Bread and circuses?
A bit of magic.
It's all proving so hard. I just want them all to be happy. It's terribly hard. There we go, finally. Have a nut.
Well, at least he has a nice view of the sunsets.
The sunsets of Vastron. Painters go mad trying to capture them. No one's ever done them justice. Does wonders for tourism. He looks peaceful.
He looks dead.
The old king of Vastron is clinging on. He was splendid, but no one could change his mind.
There are a lot of kings and so on in your life these days.
Yes, aren't there? I came here to persuade him to leave. The great collapse is reaching here. Soon this world will be gone.
So why isn't everyone packing up?
They're refusing to leave. I thought it was the king's idea, but no, they took a vote. All the people voted, and they're staying.
What?
I came to change their mind, to appeal to him, but he's slipped away into a coma. He loved this world, and he won't have to see the end of it.
Well, we've got to get the people out.
I've tried, but to them this world is beauty. They won't leave Vastron.
Change their minds!
I've spoken to his daughter, pleaded with her. I've told her what it will be like, where the sky burns.
And?
She assures me she won't stop anyone from leaving who wants to. But it's her father's wish that she respect the vote. She could order them to go, but she won't.
Well, let me speak to her.
No.
But I can do something. I'm better with people than you.
I know you are. But these people, Vastron is intrinsic to them. They developed space travel but never bothered with it. They want to stay because they can't imagine anything else.
You've got to. You've got to try something.
Kidnap them and place them in a holographic recreation of the planet. I've thought of that. Too tricky. I'm stuck. Makes me sad.
You've got to do something. Oh, there's always a doctor answer. Something mad, stupid, that once you see it, it just works.
I'm sorry, the cupboard's bare. I can't think of anything. I just can't. Everyone on this planet wants to die, and I can't think of a way around it.
That's not good enough.
Summerfield, look at this man. Look how peaceful he is.
That's because he's chickening out. He's made an awful decision and he's dodging the consequences.
I envy him.
You would. I've come to fetch you back. The Parliament are going crackers without you.
I had to try and save Vastron Summerfield. I had to.
Let's go.
I had a session with Professor Summerfield. She was interesting.
Ah, you two not hit it off.
We had a professional discussion.
You hated each other. Popcorn?
No, thank you.
It's toffee-flavoured. How do they do that, I wonder? Do you want to go find out?
No, thank you. I don't have a sweet tooth.
Nonsense, you just haven't found the right snack. Go on, try some.
All right. Oh.
Not a winner. Never mind, there's always next time. Mm. You know, you have a lovely view from your office. Those giant tulips are spectacular.
Thank you. They're my favourite plant. Before I moved here, I had no idea a tulip could grow 50 feet high or flower all year round. The children love playing hide and seek in them.
You should have a balcony so you can stand out there and smell them. All the time I'm in here talking to you, I'm mentally redecorating. You don't have any bookshelves. It annoys me.
I see. What have you brought me today?
Nothing really. It's been a good week.
Professor Summerfield brought up the case of a planet. She'd not enjoyed the experience, where everyone had elected to stay behind and die.
Really? Well, that's democracy for you. Let it go.
You really think that?
Of course not. I've got to respect their decision, but I'll find a solution. Did she bring up the hologram?
She did.
You're not buying it either, are you? Well, there's still time. I'll think of something I have to.
One thing that the professor mentioned. You've lost some of your memories.
Sacrificed would be more accurate.
Have you heard of the Emporium? It traded in memories. Thousands of people had their brains ransacked by the manager.
I'm aware.
Of course. The master was a friend of yours.
Is he really the best I can manage?
I've worked with his victims. Every stolen memory leaves a hole, a defined shape, and with work, you can fill that in. If you'd like to try.
You make it sound so easy.
It is. Here, have some paper. Take a pen.
Are you wanting me to draw a picture?
Not really. Just a long, straight line from one side to the other. And on the left, put a dot. That's your birth. And on the right, another dot. That's today.
Don't be so sure.
Now, put in a few other dots for milestones, such as deaths, weddings, key events.
I've lived a long time, you know. Very well. Let's get it over with.
Guess where some of those gaps are? Work out the shape of one. Anything spring to mind?
The Great War. It's foggy, but I'm not sure that just sketching it in on a chart... Oh, now you want my help. Now, you lecture the universe on how to behave and you're surprised they get uppity.
Doctor, please. However much you've turned your back on us, we need you.
You lot, you're the child who has the nicest house and sits in the front yard playing with all their toys, showing them off to everyone who passes and never ever shares.
Doctor!
I'm just saying, if you're going to come out of this, then you're going to have to be willing to share.
Doctor, you know that's impossible.
Then I'm not sure what I can do. The people who are coming for you believe they're right, and I can see their point.
Doctor, you can't leave us. You can't.
You asked for my advice, I've given it to you. Listen to me and you'll stop a great war.
Doctor, no! Time is running out. There must be something else.
It's the only way. I'm giving you a chance. Can't you see that?
you feeling?
Well, I can see why I got rid of that memory.
Memories aren't always easy, but they make us who we are, even if our losses remind us.
Mm-hmm. I left my race to fight a war without helping, because I knew they would lose, because they were wrong.
Because they were wrong? Is that why people lose?
Sadly, not always, but in this case, I couldn't change their minds. I couldn't find a compromise. I couldn't fight alongside them and live, so I stayed away.
And how do you feel now? With the Parliament?
Oh, life is nothing but compromise. And with a group of weak non-entities and singing nuns, at least I can get them to talk. And how they talk, but they're not without hope. Not if I can get them to unite against a common enemy. The problem is, the only thing they're really good at working against is me.
Do you find that dispiriting?
More than words can describe. Now, don't worry about the Time Lords. They spent their entire history coming to terms with the deaths of other species. Why not themselves?
That sounds harsh. Do you really believe that?
It helps me sleep at night. Sometimes.
And you don't feel lonely?
We keep coming back to that. Now. Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Is anyone? Anyone at all? Surely, surely one of you must have survived. One of you. And not just him. You thought he came rushing back to save you, but he sold you all down the river in the end. You know what? I've been dying to say this to the lot of you for so long. I told you so! I told you so! I'll tell you this. For a race of all-powerful immortals, you're doing a mortal wrong. But there we are. No one's perfect. How dare you? How dare you all die? It's not fair. Laying all this on me. Expecting me to know how to save everything. It's too much. I can't do this all by myself. I wish some of you'd made it through, and not just because I need help, but because, well, I miss you. I miss the whole pompous lot of you. There. Said it.
Don't you want to sit down?
Perfectly happy pacing up and down, having a mooch. Need to stretch my legs. Do you mind? What a stylish picture frame. And oh, isn't he a handsome fellow? Your husband?
Yes. You're trying to distract me.
Perish the thought. Oh, talking of which, I bought crisps. I'm peckish. How about you?
Oh, I'm fine. What flavour?
Cheese and onion, of course.
Oh.
Just don't tell salt and vinegar, they're very sensitive.
Pleased to hear it. For a moment, I was worried you might be going to say...
Prawn cocktail. I'm many things, Doctor, but I'm not a monster.
I have a question. May I?
Oh, please.
So, I'm wondering if part of your reluctance to assume responsibility is because you've come to power late in life.
What do you mean by that?
Some people are born great, some people achieve greatness, some have greatness thrust upon them.
And others just great. Yes, I'm aware of the quote. Let's just say I was made an offer I couldn't refuse.
Why did you accept? When you've spent much of your life heading in the opposite direction. We keep coming back to that.
Because the other way was more fun.
And you're not enjoying what you're doing now.
Utterly hating it. I thought I'd be good at it. I mean, I've met so many idiots running planets. How hard could it be? Turns out pretty hard and pretty boring and pretty petty.
So why did you want to do it?
I don't believe this universe has to die. No one else believes me, but I can save it. I know I can.
How?
Not sure. Working on it.
Hypothetically, what would your opinion be of someone who said everyone else was wrong? That they could do the impossible and offered no explanation of how they'd manage it?
I see what you're doing, and let me tell you, I preferred it when we were eating crisps.
So did I, Doctor.
Really?
Touché. Put yourself in my shoes. I live in this universe. If you fail to save it, I'm doomed. So are my children.
Then you've a vested interest. I'd better sort it out, hadn't I?
And where does Professor Summerfield come in?
Of all the people in this universe, she's the only person who believes in me. And I worry I've lost her.
Doctor! Your Majesty! We have only days left! I beg you once again to do something for our people!
Hi, Quag. Just give me a moment. I'm putting you on hold.
My planet is dying and you put me on hold!
Doctor, are you all right?
Light.
What?
Some light in the sky comes from stars so distant that by the time we see it, they've died. Whole civilizations have been born and been snuffed out, and all we see is a distant pinprick.
Doctor, are you right?
The High Quag is dead. He just doesn't know it yet. He thinks I'll have a last sputter of inspiration, a glimmering of an idea, a brainwave. But I've got nothing.
What do you mean? You're going to let a whole planet die?
Light moves at a constant speed. That's its charm. Given the size of space, that speed is both incredibly fast and incredibly slow. Now, bureaucracy, that's always incredibly slow. I've tried to save the Quag's planet, and I've tried to do it properly. In committees, in cabinet, in closed sessions, I've spilt midnight oil several times over the same night, writing briefing papers. I've tried to do it properly, and I've failed.
Okay, be more Doctor. Take the TARDIS. Go there, rescue them.
I can't. All my trips, sneaking back and forth in time to all those meetings, they've caught up with me. The TARDIS is exhausted. By the time she's recovered, it'll be too late. I can't rewrite the death of a planet.
But, no, you've got to do something.
There's nothing I can do.
Doctor.
There's nothing. Those people, those idiots out there in Parliament, have let a planet die. A whole world dead. The folks, the doddering imbeciles, I begged, I pleaded, they just sat on their hands and bowed their heads. And you know what their reaction will be when they found out what's happened? They'll look at me in the eye and they'll tell me I should have done more. More. I'm doing all I can and this just isn't enough. It's never enough. Now, the only decision I have left is whether to tell the Quag or not.
But
we'll never know, one way or the other. The sun spike will wipe them out in a nanosecond. They won't even feel it get warm. Hi, Quag. The full might of Parliament is working on your problem. Tell your people to go out into the sun and make the most of the last of your planet. Help is on its way.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you.
Not at all. Not at all.
Doctor?
Summerfield?
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Sit with me, will you? I have to watch.
I have somewhere else to be.
In, Doctor. You look tired.
I've had trouble sleeping.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It doesn't matter about me, it really doesn't. I see you're looking at the pictures of your family. How are they doing? All right, I trust. I could do with some good news.
They're fine.
Good, I'm pleased.
Let's talk about something else.
What'll it be today? Shall I tell you another story of a planet I failed to save? You seem to like them.
There's something you've never commented on.
Oh?
You've never asked me about my clock.
No, well, should I? Is it important?
You're an observant man, and you've not noticed that I don't have one.
So, what's making the ticking noise?
I had chronometric shielding installed after our early sessions. It's not perfect. Once I realised you were cheating...
No, come now. There was only the one session. Well, maybe two. Well, three at the most. Surely you can trust me.
I did. I didn't think to check. That's how much I liked you.
Thank you. I'd like to think we're friends now.
Friends? Oh. What have you done to my life?
I'm sorry?
I checked last night and the system threw up irregularities. You've rewritten my whole life. When we started out, I didn't have a husband. I didn't have children. And suddenly I have a whole family. Who are these people?
They're your family, believe me.
No! I drew a line and I put dots on it and they didn't add up. You've rigged my life. What was it? How did you do it?
I followed up your hints.
Oh.
Made sure that your fiancé didn't get on the wrong rescue arc and lose contact with you. That's all. A mere nothing, believe me.
Oh, it's everything! I've a head full of memories I've never lived. I can't trust anything about myself.
You can believe me. Why don't you sit down? Look, I brought you carrot sticks, your favourite.
Are they? Really? Doctor, stop it, please. You don't have to look those children in the eye and know that they're wrong.
If you hadn't installed shielding, you wouldn't have noticed.
This is my fault. Why did you do it?
I saw where things had gone wrong. I wanted to fix them. It's what I do.
And was that really the reason? Or were you thinking that if I was happier, I'd be less good as a therapist? Or because I was thinking about going home to... Oh, damn it! I didn't even pick their names. And is that all you think of my professionalism?
Guess at some level I wanted you to like me. Someone by my side. I wanted a friend.
You think that friendships are made like that?
Nice balcony. Lovely view. I thought I'd follow you out here to try and explain.
I think you've done enough.
No, I've never done enough. It's what you don't understand. What none of you will ever understand. Making your life better wasn't just to manipulate you, but because it was the one thing I can still do. I'd had a bad day, a really bad day. Lost a planet and a friend, and it was child's play. Nothing really. And it meant the world to me, because I made you happier. And that's all I can do. Do you know what it's like in my head? It's full of the screams of dead friends and the guilt, my God, the guilt of every single person I've not saved. Their pictures hung on a wall, corridor after corridor, and on till the crack of doom. My every thought is of them and of how I'll never let it happen again. I can never let on about that. Never, because if I do, if I let my guard down for a moment, people will see through me, and that won't do. They want to see me as the arrogant bumbler, the annoying genius who'll fix everything. They don't want to know. They don't care that inside, I'm screaming too. I'm so lonely because I've never told anyone how I truly feel. There's no one left to understand. That's loneliness. I'm sick of it all. All the tiny betrayals I've had to make to try and keep this place going, and the millions of lives lost if I have a bad day, just one bad day. Think about that. Everyone has bad days, everyone. But mine are Armageddon's. Imagine that pressure. No. No, you can't. You come at me with your direct gaze and your open questions and your sympathetic tone and you're trying, bless you, but you're a mosquito scratching at a continent. And if that sounds arrogant, then I'm sorry. I spend every sentence trying not to be, but I've 1,000 years of dead friends and mistakes in this head, and that's a lot. I can't keep the lid on, not anymore. That's why I came to see you, because I hoped against hope that you'd see through all my little evasions and games. Because I didn't want you to see the truth, and yet I wanted you to see it so much. The whole of existence hates me, and I'm not a friend in the universe. That's me. I tried to make your life better. I gave you a family because it seemed like a nice gesture, like bringing you carrot sticks or cake or crisps or whatever your favourite is today. I've lost track, forgive me. It was just a pleasantry, and I can't even get that right.
Stop. A pleasantry?
Perhaps the wrong word, forgive me. I don't know anymore. I don't know and I don't care. I feel so small right now, small and scared of what's around the corner. I meddled in your life and I'm truly sorry. I couldn't help myself. I wanted to do a little good.
Well, you didn't.
Can you fix it? Can you fix me? Please.
No.
Goodbye, then.
How did it go?
Summerfield, what are you doing here?
Don't you want me here?
No, it's not that at all.
I heard. About Vastron. You saved them all.
Oh, yes. Paid the Dominar of Dree to terraform a planet using refugee labour. I built the Vastron a version of their homeworld and placed them all on it. Not as neat as a hologram, but it's something.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And you came to tell me that? Thank you.
Mostly, I just thought you might need someone to, you know, walk you home.
I'm fine.
Really?
I don't think my therapist wants to see me again. I guess that means I'm cured. So, yes, I'm fine.
Of course you are. I'll walk you home anyway.
Really?
Yes. It's what friends are for.